Hi everyone, welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Mike.
And we're on day two of our fun facts. And here's another little bonus fun fact.
A free fact.
Yeah, in 2015, more people were killed as a result of injuries and accidents caused when taking a selfie than by shark attacks.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Now, it is possible that some of these were combined and they were people taking a selfie with a big shark.
But they got hurt, but not by the shark.
Yeah, we don't really know. Now, what a lot of these were people sort of like, oh, selfie, selfie, walk backwards, and they fell off a cliff.
Okay, yeah.
Or walked into a road or something like that.
Walked into a snow blower.
Just kept walking forward and off, you know, off the pier in Melbourne, they go into the water.
We've probably seen videos of people falling into fountains and falling off ledges when taking selfies. So there you go. It also shows us that actually not a lot of people get hurt by sharks every year.
It's actually a remarkably small number.
Usually less than five.
Yeah. So be careful when taking your selfies.
Cell phones, cameras dangerous, sharks not so bad.
Not so bad.
Okay, a good thing to remember.
Yeah, that's our bonus fun fact. So now let's get on to our actual more detailed fun fact for the day.
Reading. Fun facts. That same ATM keypad was marked with the numbers 0 to 9. These symbols are generally known as Arabic numerals, but where did they actually come from? A. Arabia. B. Italy. C. India. You're number one if you picked C. Arabic numerals, also called Hindu Arabic numerals, were developed in India. Their origins lay in older systems of writing and counting that go as far back as 300 BC. Arab traders learned these numerals and made use of them, and then eventually passed them on to Europeans. That's why they're often known as Arabic numerals. The system utilized positional notation, which means the same symbols are used for ones, tens, hundreds, and so on. Each numeral's value is based on its position in the sequence. This makes reading numbers easier. One of the first Europeans to make use of these numerals was Italy's Leonardo of Pisa, better known as Fibonacci. He's now recognized as the most talented European mathematician of the Middle Ages. He was educated in North Africa and wrote about Arabic numerals in a book, Liber Abaci. It was a game changer and made Arabic numerals popular in Europe. Arabic numerals had another big advantage. Mathematical calculations were much easier with Arabic numerals than with Roman numerals, which had been used up until then.
So, yesterday, we were talking about using an ATM keypad.
Right.
Right? And the metal keys and plastic keys.
Right.
Now,
thermal cameras, yes.
Yes, that same ATM keypad was marked with the numbers 0 to 9.
Sure, of course. You need the numbers because your PIN number.
Yeah, and to put in the amounts of money or somebody's account.
Exactly.
But it's got those specific numbers.
Right.
And that's what this one's about.
Yeah. Okay, all right, let's read on. It says, these symbols are generally known as Arabic numerals, but where did they actually come from? Yeah, this is something that we don't really have to explain to people here in Taiwan. Of course, there are Chinese numbers, Yi, Er, San, right? You know those. And then there's sort of the Western style or the Arabic numbers, 1, 2, 3, like that. And generally, those numbers, those math numbers, we could say, are known as Arabic numerals. But where did they come from? Here it says they are known as Arabic numerals. If something is known as, or the phrase to be known as, basically this is the common name for it. This is what most people, when they hear this name, they'll think of this thing. There could be another more complicated scientific name for it. There could be a name that experts use when they're studying this thing. But if something is known as, this is what most people on the street would understand when you say this word or when you refer to this thing. All right, so they're known as Arabic numbers. Where did they come from? That is the question we are going to look at. And here is our first option.
Well, answer A is Arabia.
Seems logical.
Yeah, now we don't have a country called Arabia in the world right now. There is Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm. It's a region, maybe?
Yeah, Arabia was that sort of general area, and in the kind of 2,000 years ago, it was a Roman area. They called it Arabia. Mm-hmm. So it was a kind of a country or an area, a region a long time ago. But that's answer A, Arabia.
Okay, so yeah, Saudi Arabia, Yemen, Dubai,
Oman,
UAE,
yes.
Those areas like that. Okay, so our next choice, where did Arabic numerals actually come from? B, Italy. Mm. Well, the Romans, right, used a lot of those numbers. They maybe sort of spread them, but did they come from Italy? Why aren't they known as Italian or Roman or Latin numbers?
Well, we've got those two, but let's look at answer C.
Okay.
India. They
India.
Come from India.
Even further than Arabia from the Roman world.
Exactly.
Okay, so, Indians use like Sanskrit. It's
Well, let's check out what the right answer is.
Okay, well, the right answer, it says you're number one if you picked C, India. I'm amazed.
Okay, well, let's explain. Arabic numerals, also called Hindu Arabic numerals.
Oh, well, now Hindu Arabic,
were developed in India. Hindu, Hinduism is one of the main religions of India.
Sure.
So this name Hindu Arabic indicates there's an Indian connection.
And a lot of people there speak Hindi.
Exactly.
The language.
Now, we also saw the verb develop in that sentence. So the verb develop means to invent something and bring it into existence. We can also use it to mean to slowly change it and improve it over time. We think of developing something as a very slow process, not a sudden, wow, I've got it kind of moment, but kind of just really, okay, let's start with this, let's make it better, let's keep going, and then finally you've got it. But it's something new, as in this example. The school wants to develop a new set of classes for English learners. So, Hindu Arabic numerals.
There you go. Let's get back to the article to find more about this story, this history behind these numbers. Their origins lay in older systems of writing and counting that go as far back as 300 BC. All right, well, I guess most of us probably would have guessed these numbers are quite old. 300 BC is certainly a long time ago, but that's where their origins lie. When we talk about something lies in a place or a region or using even another phrase, this is basically where the origins are, where the roots are, where we can trace the history back to.
Yeah, and we can add another phrase, as far back as, to talk about time. It gives a reference point for how old something is or how long it's been around. For example, you could say people have been living here as far back as the third century. Hmm. It's kind of another way of just saying since, really. As far back as or since, it's about the same.
And it's also useful to emphasize that it was a long time ago.
Yes, definitely.
You wouldn't say, I've been feeling ill as far back as Thursday.
No, you'd just say Friday. Since Thursday. Yeah,
because it's not that much time to really talk about. All right, let's get back to the article. It says, Arab traders learn these numbers. These are Arab traders from Arabia. Learn these numbers and made numerals and made use of them, and then eventually passed them on to Europeans. So this is how things develop. This is how things change and happen over time. You have the Arab traders right in the middle between India and Europe. They go over to India. These Indian merchants are using these great numbers that makes everything so easy. The Arabs go, great idea, load all their goods and ideas onto their boats, and then carry them back over to Europe and other parts of the world.
Yeah,
fascinating. So, traders have done so much for our world. Basically, a trader, this is a noun, it's a person who trades. That's their job, generally. They're trading goods and making money in the process. They buy something here for a low price, and then they take it. That's mainly what traders will do. They'll be taking it to another part of the country or part of the world and selling it for a higher price, thus making themselves money. But they also help to spread religion and ideas and languages and other things like that. For example, the traders loaded their ship with goods and then set sail.
Okay, and these traders made use of the numerals.
Why wouldn't they?
To make use of something means to use something that's available. Okay, it's as simple as that. Make use of something, you use it.
All right, and this, of course, all happened eventually. Mm-hmm. Again, relating sort of to develop, how things change and happen over time. Eventually is an adverb we can use about things that happen, but they don't happen right away, they don't happen immediately, they happen over a longer period of time. For example, this little seed will eventually grow into a tree. Not overnight, it'll take years, but it will happen. The idea of it taking years is covered by eventually.
Yeah, and eventually these numerals were passed on to the Europeans. And to pass on something to someone is to give that something to someone else, often as a gift. You don't trade it, you don't expect it to be paid, and sometimes it just kind of happens by accident. People
right.
just learn stuff, they pass it on. Teachers pass on knowledge to you, your parents will pass on some good advice, but it could be physical things as well. Your grandmother could pass on, you know, a nice necklace to
yeah,
you.
Sure.
Sort of like, okay, now you can pass it on to your daughter or granddaughter.
Just don't pass your cold on to other
people. Oh, that happens, though.
That's not a nice thing to pass. Anyways, that's why they're often known as Arabic numerals.
Yeah,
because to the Romans, they came from the Arabs, but in fact, the Arabs had already borrowed them from the Indians. I guess when you look at the Roman number system with ones and V's and X's,
yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, it's a lot easier.
It is, and we kind of get into that here. The system, this is the Hindu Arabic numerals,
yep.
utilized positional notation.
Positional notation.
Yes, which means the same symbols are used for ones, tens, hundreds, and so on.
Ah, okay.
So in Romans, you had 1 is I, and
yep.
5 is V, and
yep.
X is 10.
Mm-hmm.
But here, it's not to do with the kind of symbol that's used. No. It's to do with its position.
Where the symbol is.
Yes, we'll explain that in a moment. Mm-hmm. First, let's look at the verb utilize, which, again, just means use. It's kind of a fancy way of saying use. You utilize something, you use that thing.
Right.
So, positional notation.
Positional notation. Basically, it's just a fancy way of saying we understand how big or how important things are by where they are in relation to other things. If I put a 0 with a 1 next to it, you would read that as 10.
Mm.
If I put the 1 with 2 zeros next to it, you would read that as 100. I don't have to use a special symbol like X for 10 or C for 100 like the Romans did. I just put in some extra zeros, put the numbers in an order or a sequence, and that is basically the meaning that you will get very, very quickly, efficiently, and easily.
So, with that system, you've got things like, okay, it's this digit that always means ones, this one that always means tens, this means always hundreds, and so on. And so on is used to show that there are other similar examples that we could give, but we're just not doing so because it would take too long or it would take too much space, and there's no real need to do it because you kind of understand the point we're trying to make. So yes, there are different positions for thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions, and so on, but rather than list them all, we just say, and so on.
And so the article says it even better in the next sentence. Each numeral's value is based on its position in the sequence. Understand the position, understand the sequence, and you'll know how much that number is worth, basically. Be based on, this is basically where something comes from, how it's established, the rules that we're using when we're looking at this thing to judge it as a number, as a value, as something that we are paying attention to. And the sequence, it's based on the sequence.
Yeah, and a sequence is a particular order in which related things follow each other.
Mm.
So if you look at a number on a piece of paper, you're going to know that the numeral that's on the right of the sequence is always the ones.
Right.
Then it's the tens
yep.
and so on. And so the number at the left end is the highest one. And depending on how many numbers, you'll know that means thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. So always you can look at the numbers and separate them up and you go, that's always the sequence. Mm-hmm. And that sequence shows us what this number represents.
All right. And as it says, this makes reading numbers easier. It's much easier. It's much faster. As well. I can read Roman numerals, but if it's a number up in the thousands or ten thousands,
you have to kind of figure it out.
It takes a long time, whereas with this sequential notation, it's much faster.
Now, let's go back to the history part. One of the first Europeans to make use of these numerals was Italy's Leonardo of Pisa. Mm-hmm. Okay, Pisa's a city in Italy.
Okay.
And he's better known as Fibonacci.
Ah, the Fibonacci sequence. Mm-hmm. All right. He's now recognized as the most talented European mathematician of the Middle Ages. This is sort of the very beginning of math as a science in the West, in Europe, and Fibonacci is one of the main dudes that we come across when we look at that history.
Yeah, and we find out why he got kind of into these Arabic numerals. Mm. It says he was educated in North Africa.
An Arab region.
Yeah, so we're talking about Tunisia, Algeria, Morocco, Egypt, somewhere along there.
Yep.
And even he wrote about Arabic numerals in a book, Liber Abaci, I think that's pronounced.
Okay.
Kind of just means like book of numbers, probably.
Right.
But he wrote a book about how to use Arabic numbers and how they were great because he was educated in that region and understood how to learn how to use them. The verb educate means to teach someone, especially using a formal system of school or college and university. And we often use it in the passive. You say, I was educated in. Of course, we're teachers, so we can say, we are educating you. Here's another example. Most children go to schools, but some children are educated at home.
They get their schooling and do their learning at home.
Yeah. Now, so he's got this book.
This great book and this great mind. It says it was a great game changer and made Arabic numerals popular in Europe. This book was very brilliant. It was very incisive and very educational for people. And of course, if he was using this number sequence in the book and people understood the book and used the book, thought the book was very valuable, they would obviously copy the same number system and use it in their own research and experiments. Game changer. This definitely was a game changer. What is a game changer? This wasn't a game, but it did change. Let's find out more in our shortcut for you.
Shortcut for you.
Can I lay a card down here?
Yes, that's allowed.
Great.
Ooh, you laid down a king. That's a game changer.
Wait, you can't change the game, can you? That doesn't seem fair.
Don't worry, I'm not going to cheat. A game changer is an idea or event that changes the way something is done or thought about.
Okay, good. So a game changer means 改变规则或形式的事物。
Yes. And thanks for that, King.
This still doesn't seem fair.
It never does when you're losing.
So Fibonacci was the guy who kind of took an idea that was already around and then really spread it to the great minds of Europe, the educational, the universities at the time.
Yeah.
And so he was the popularizer.
Exactly.
He made it popular.
Now, we already saw that Arabic numerals are easier to read because of their sequence.
Yep.
We also see Arabic numerals had another big advantage. And an advantage is a condition or quality giving someone or something a greater chance of success or making it better than another thing.
They had an edge.
Yeah, here's another example. Our team has an advantage in this game as the other team's best player is injured. So, because he's great but he can't play, we've got an advantage. We're more likely to win the game.
So this is a plus or a positive element that
exactly.
you have that they don't have. that will make it easier for you to win, hopefully. Mm. Let's get back to find out about this other advantage of Arabic numerals. Mathematical calculations were much easier with Arabic numerals than with Roman numerals, which had been used up until then. Yes, you need a lot more characters to write out a long Roman number than you would to write out a long Arabic number. They're just easier to use. All right, and when we're talking about calculations, this noun basically means a mathematical function. Mm. If you're doing 1 plus 1 equals 2, you're doing a calculation. If you're doing something super complicated like 3xvy sigma delta over something else and it's going to make my head hurt, that's also a calculation. It's just a calculation that I will never get right. For example, calculations show that sea levels are rising. When they do the math, scientists get all these data, all these numbers, they do all the math. That's the calculations, and they come up with results.
Yeah, and it's much easier if you know which numbers are the ones, tens, and hundreds, mm-hmm. than if you have to figure out, okay, XI or IX, what's a C, what's an L?
M plus D divided by LXV?
Yeah, it's very hard in Roman numerals. So Arabic makes it a lot easier, Arabic numerals. That brings us to the end of the second fun factor today, so we'll go to our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So the question is, do you enjoy math class? And explain your answer. For us, we'll make it, did you enjoy math class?
Oh, good.
Luckily, we don't have to take them anymore.
Like, I've been skipping math class for years.
Yeah.
In school, no, I didn't really enjoy math class.
Me neither.
I liked other subjects. But you know what? Now, when I learn about like Fibonacci and some of the history and stuff, I think I would be more interested in taking a math class now than I was back then. I kind of enjoy the logic of it. I kind of enjoy that, you know, no matter what number you put in, you should know what the answer is. I kind of enjoy that, but I have to admit I was mostly confused in high school math.
Yeah, I wasn't great at math. I did well on the exams somehow. Probably I did better on the exams than I could actually understand it. Maybe I got lucky, maybe I had it figured out back then, but I cannot say I enjoyed it as much as history class or English class or science class.
True.
I mean, using the numbers for science is okay,
but just
numbers by themselves with no real purpose, it's not fun for me.
So many numbers, and why does X equal 5? X is a letter 5. I just don't get it. But I do have to say, a good math teacher can make math class a lot more enjoyable and a lot less frightening. My last year of high school, Mr. Benoit. Thank you, Mr. Benoit. I think he's up there, actually. Thank you, Mr. Benoit. He was a great math teacher. So if you get a good math teacher, if you try to engage it, if you try to look at it as a puzzle, you might find it a little bit more enjoyable.
Okay, well, there we go. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for watching for English for You. I'm Pat.
I'm Mike.
Talk to you again soon. Bye.
Fun facts. That same ATM keypad was marked with the numbers 0 to 9. These symbols are generally known as Arabic numerals. But where did they actually come from? A. Arabia. B. Italy. C. India. You're number one if you picked C. Arabic numerals, also called Hindu Arabic numerals, were developed in India. Their origins lay in older systems of writing and counting that go as far back as 300 BC. Arab traders learned these numerals and made use of them, and then eventually passed them on to Europeans. That's why they're often known as Arabic numerals. The system utilized positional notation, which means the same symbols are used for ones, tens, hundreds, and so on. Each numeral's value is based on its position in the sequence. This makes reading numbers easier. One of the first Europeans to make use of these numerals was Italy's Leonardo of Pisa, better known as Fibonacci. He's now recognized as the most talented European mathematician of the Middle Ages. He was educated in North Africa and wrote about Arabic numerals in a book, Liber Abaci. It was a game changer and made Arabic numerals popular in Europe. Arabic numerals had another big advantage. Mathematical calculations were much easier with Arabic numerals than with Roman numerals, which had been used up until then.
Vocabulary Review.
Develop. We're developing a new app that will help people find public toilets. Trader. The public square was full of traders selling their goods. Eventually. Rex had lots of homework this weekend, but eventually he managed to finish it all. Educate. Tony was born in Taiwan, but he was educated in Canada. Advantage. What are some advantages of traveling with a tour group? Calculation. In math class, the teacher gave the students 2 pages of calculations to do.